If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hi guys, and welcome again to my Attraction HQ podcast. My name is Hayley Quinn, and I'm looking at dating, sex, relationships, and general social issues, but from an interesting and weird perspective, because I think most of the mainstream stuff out there doesn't actually help. Joining me today is a good friend of mine, and we're doing this as my flat is in ruins. I'm moving, and so he is currently sat on a very small suitcase, and that is our chair. May I introduce the founder of Your Christmas Coach, Mr. Marcus Oakey.
Hello, thank you. And I would like to say I'm actually sitting on a chair. That is bad grammar, Hayley.
Oh no, that's it. I've already been picked up. As you can tell, Marcus has a bit of a focus on the spoken language. Now, Marcus and I go back a fair amount of time when we both used to work for a very disreputable pickup company. And I think you met me, was it on Leicester Square?
Yes. We were walking through and I saw this beautiful goddess walking past and I was like, oh my God, who is that?
And was I standing behind her? Like, eating a bag of crisps or something.
No, you were her. So, you are her. You are her.
Okay, recovery. So, one of the best things that basically part of our job was that we had I wouldn't say misfortune. It was actually really fortunate that we got the experience to do it. But we were out there hustling on the streets for 6 to 8 hours per day, which actually in January in England is relatively unpleasant for a very, very, very tiny pittance of money.
A crumb of money.
But what it did do is it really honed our abilities, I think, is that we've grown on to go on to found our own companies to teach people how to get over the first, I would say, 30 to 90 seconds of conversation. Because that, as I remember you beautifully phrased it once, is like walking a tightrope. And when you're over the other side, the interaction gets a lot easier. But that first bit, while you're still sensing out the other person, building trust, that's actually hard.
Yeah, that first, that initial, when you're taking action, it is like, oh my God, what the hell? And there is a line you get to that you cross where the conversation enters that moment. It's a bit of jargon, but the transition where you can take your foot off the gas and the other person starts contributing to the conversation and happy days, everything works out great. You've met a new friend, you've met a new business partner, a contact, a date, whatever that might be. But those first 30 seconds, 90 seconds, they can be a bit shaky.
And it's also another one of your fabulous phrases that I remember, or metaphors from back in the day, is like different people have different fuses, like sticks of dynamite. So some people, you chat to them for a little bit and they're just socially open, friendly, up for meeting someone, confident, extroverted, in a good mood. And immediately there'll be like a snap and they'll start speaking. Other people, though, honestly, it takes some time for them to...
Yeah.
Well, and that's their natural disposition, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, you don't know who's going to be the really chatty people, and you don't know who's going to be the really outgoing people, or the closed-off people. Now, you can kind of read into people's frequencies. If you look at people, you can kind of tell, like, I think they're going to be hard work. But that's not always the case. There are people who are incredibly gregarious, outgoing and whatnot, but they look really grumpy. So the only thing you can do is take action, step up, and say hi.
Right. And I think there is a sense of not judging a book by its cover as well, to be honest, because I think so many times you're just wrong. Like, no matter how much of a good judge you think, that person who looks really friendly will be a bit off. And then the person who you thought looked miserable is actually totally nice and happy to chat. So also, I think there's two things that I see time and time again when I'm coaching my guys to this day, which is, first of all, need or expecting automatic approval from the woman, which I'm just going to walk through why this will never happen. So for instance, when you first meet a woman, guys think they might be doing it wrong if she doesn't smile and go, "Oh, I thank you. I've always wanted to meet a man just like you." And I've personally never seen a woman react like that with that strength of like, "Hey." And I think that's because we have to remember, I literally am saying this, it sounds weird, but we've been in like the modern era of like contraception and all that for like 50 years or something. Before that, we had 40,000 years, maybe more, of being Homo sapiens, where to a woman, if she made a bad mistake with what guy she hooked up with or placed her trust in, that's like a life or death situation. So kind of it's hardwired into the female nature to be a bit warier. Add to that the fact, like, you know, if you're listening in London or New York or another city, everyone gets really weird and thinks that everybody's out to get them. And I think we have a real respect for people's privacy, and people can have a bad day, and it's raining at the moment. So to expect automatic approval ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, I think it's really important that you hold space for those first 90 seconds. And what I mean by that is the other person is going to usually respond to your response to them. Right, and that sounds a bit of a tongue twister, but what I mean by that is you don't really have much control over how somebody's going to respond to you, but you have full control over your reaction to that. And so I always recommend, always choose a reaction that makes you happy, makes you smile. Because then the other person will look at that as a cue for then how they should respond. Now, that you know, there's times when that's not going to work, right? There's going to be times when you can be really happy, chirpy, smiley, and the other person is still going to be like, "Nah!" And they're going to have that like, weaselly face. Now, what you should do, my belief is, in those situations, is still hold space.
Mm-hmm.
You think, right, okay, let's see what we can do here. Let's see if we can turn the conversation around. I think the big difference between people who get really good with improving their social skills and people who just, you know, it's kind of a flash in the pan thing and they think, "Oh no, I'm never going to be good at it," is, first of all, it's just a skill. But the second thing is, the people who get really good, they don't give up after the first no. They persist a little bit more. They don't just, get a negative reaction and think, "That's it, I suck. This person has made a face that looks like they're chewing a wasp. Therefore, that's proof that, I'm just a lousy human being." No. You've got to be stronger than them. So to do that, and you know, when you're breaking the ice with somebody, if they're walking down the street, if they're on public transport, they're going to be in a trance. You know,
it literally is a trance state, isn't it? They're not really on planet Earth at this point.
Right. They're thinking about last night's dinner, football game, going to yoga, right? Whatever it might be. And then if you come in and you're like, "Hey," that's snapping them out of that trance. And you know, if you ever snap anyone out of a trance, the look on their face is that, like, there is that face.
Yeah.
So that face is what you can expect. That's not that you're a bad person. That's just their natural default response. And that can last for like 15, 20 seconds sometimes when they're trying to fathom you out.
Totally. And that's why I think, actually, here's the thing, the second point I want to bring up. You will tend to over-egg the importance of what is commonly known as the opener or the icebreaker. Like, that line which gives you your reason to speak to someone, like, "Hey, I like that you're multitasking," or, "Hey, I like the way you walk," or, "Hey, I had to say you look really nice today," or, "Hey, I like how the buses are always late." Whatever it is.
Can you imagine if everyone's inner voice was that? Go, everyone would be so happy, wouldn't they? "Hey, I look, I like how
that's
you
what
look
my
today.
Inner voice is like. "Hey, what's up? but the problem with that is you over-egg that bit and you think, "Oh, if I just formulate that perfect sentence, if I just have the complete justification, it's going to go well." This is like chasing after totally the wrong thing. People are still in zombie state. The main things I find to get through that first 30 to 90 seconds, it's literally about how do I create a buffer zone while I gently ease them into the reality of me speaking to them, right? And that's what this transition is all about. So a lot of the time, if you can, you know, a good thing to kind of let go of and to feel a bit more chilled out is like needing to have that perfect line or that perfect thing to say. Instead, it's much more about understanding what the other person needs to enter into the right emotional space to therefore be able to trust you.
Yeah, I mean, trust is the thing that they need, right?
Right.
And what do we trust? We trust consistency in behavior. So If we're fidgety, that usually shows that we're thinking about something as we're talking to the other person. If we like start scratching ourselves as we're chatting, unfortunate time to get an itch, but or fleas. But if we're chatting to somebody and we're fidgety movements, that's showing that person that, hang on a minute, they're thinking of something. If we give somebody a compliment, say, hey, you have amazing, and like our eyes dart up and go, hands, right? It looks like, hang on a minute.
Shirt collars.
Right.
Shoelaces, buttons.
These are great lines.
Cheeky nose.
A chicken nose or a cheeky nose?
Cheeky nose. I was looking at your cheeky nose.
So you saying
like,
my nose is beaky?
No, it's cheeky.
Okay, it's cheeky. All right, so I have to put all these issues of my self-image away on one side to get through this podcast. So that that moment when we share that, okay, if we're spontaneous, if we're just expressing ourselves in that moment, we're not going to be thinking about, you know, wait a minute, am I saying the right thing? We're just, rather than trying to create a great impression, we're trying to create a great expression. And that expression, because it's just a delivery of love and joy, that's trustworthy. And the other person may not believe you. They may be like, well, hang on a minute. He's saying like, oh, I've got like the fantastic eyes, right? But I don't believe him. So I'm just going to screw up my face a bit and see how he reacts, right? And if he reacts like, oh, I didn't mean to offend you, then we know he wasn't trying to express himself. He was trying to impress.
Right.
So don't let people deflate you. That's what they do is, you know, if anyone's ever approached you, maybe they come up to you and, or if you've had somebody say, oh, can I just talk to you for a moment? You think, what does this person want?
Mm-hmm.
And usually you might give that screwed up face like, no, I'm not going to be nice to you at all. I just want to, yeah, what do you want?
And then the other person is like offering you something totally cool. Like here, have a free bottle of water. And you're like,
oh, and you relax, right?
Yeah.
That same thing happens every time you break the ice with somebody.
Amazing. And I also think the other thing that helps to build that trust, and also trust is really, again, this is underemphasized. Everyone thinks you have to be sexy at the beginning of an interaction. In fact, sexy a lot of the time is a bit like unnerving. The first thing you need is trust. First goal. No point trying to get the flirt on if they're like, who is this person? So we've got to get past the who. Disarm, then charm. That's an old pickup saying. There we go.
Disarm and charm.
Disarm, then charm. Yeah. So the other thing I find is really helpful to just like literally get through the first like 2 minutes of conversation until they're chilled out and are going to start to respond is developing the knack of talking about yourself. Because you know what? If in the classic era, you go up to someone and your instinct, because unfortunately, particularly if you live in like Northern Western Europe or North America, the first thing you're going to have been told to say is, so, how's your evening going? So, what do you do? This is back to this voice again. So, what do you do? So, where are you from?
Chirpy sidekick voice.
Yeah, yeah. And the problem is people go, in internally somewhere, they're going, why does this person want to know? Yeah. I don't know who this person is. Why should I tell them that? Why do they want it? Are they going to follow me home? What? Are they going to try and... They're going to stalk me at work. That's what's happening.
This is actually how we met, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, too much. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so instead, what you have to go is, all right, of course, especially this woman who's naturally a bit wary, doesn't know what you're about, living in a big city, probably. She's like, I don't trust this guy. So why does she... She doesn't just want to inane...
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
openly talk to anybody that crosses her path about herself, because women love to talk. Like, they're not, sorry, the female sex, not idiots or like stupid. They don't, we're not so like self-obsessed and egotistical that we just want to monologue, she says, doing a podcast. Oh, the irony. To whoever we come across. Instead, it's so much more about, you know, she want to talk, but she wants to talk to someone who she thinks is kind of in the same sort of social sphere as her, that she can trust somewhat, where she's got some initial attraction, some initial curiosity, probably is a better word, about their life. The way you gain that is by talking about yourself.
Yes, and I think this is where people get a bit stuck, because there's that saying as well, that other perspective, which is, you know, oh, take an interest in the other person.
Right.
So, hang on a minute. How do you take an interest in the other person,
man.
Talk about yourself?
Right, and I've heard people say, like, why? But they don't want to know about me. Why would anybody want to know about me? This is what your internal voice is saying. The thing is, this is the way I frame it. It's like, you are, by talking about yourself in the right way, and we will be showing you how, what you're actually doing is you're helping the other person out to communicate. So it's a helpful trust-building act, which allows them to reciprocate on the same way. So it's not about the actual information per se that you share. It's about the gift that you give to them of permission within the conversation to open up.
Yeah, you know, when we start the conversation, I think the responsibility's got to be on us to put our foot on the gas.
Right.
We've got to basically show this person, hey, I can hold this conversation for you and me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry. If it's going to fall into an awkward silence, I'll take care of it. I've got the wordage.
I've got the skills.
Got the skills, mad skills. But what happens is, as that conversation gets through that, you know, the 90-second phase, and the moment I always look for is when the other person starts asking me questions.
Right, totally.
Right?
And I'm like, that's beautiful.
Off
that
the
moment.
Gas. Yeah, you're like, yeah, work done. Oh, holiday now. And not to say you get lazy, but you then start going, oh, so tell me about you. A really good little technique to encapsulate all of this is, rather than say, for example, let's say you meet somebody and they're drinking a glass of wine on the tube, right? They're not an alcoholic. They're there on the subway. They're drinking a glass of wine. Let's say it's a summer's day as well, make it less creepy. And you say, you know, if you say, where, you know, what's your favourite wine? You can do that and that might start a conversation. But if you say, for example, do you know what? I'm really thirsty today. I'm going to go and buy a wine as well. I really want to get a nice, nice wine. What's your favourite wine? If you go first and then sort of set the example for the other person to follow, that will gently ease them out of their shell.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, before you know it, you're back and forth.
Definitely. I always teach what I say, the go first principle.
Yep.
Whoa, we should team up sometime, Mr. Oki. Yell.
Oh no, I just did a high five and got left hanging.
Oh no, sorry.
I can't believe that.
Low five. That sounded, if someone clicks this part of the podcast, they're going to be like, what the fuck is going on?
I know.
Those sound, groaning sounds everywhere. Anyway, awkward silence moving on from. Yeah, so the going first principle, essentially, here's a good phrase for you. Just say, I don't know about you, but I. And then you say your own opinion on a subject you think they're interested in. And it doesn't have to be a positive opinion. So say she looks like a fashionable lady and like she's into that stuff and you're like, fuck, I don't know anything about fashion.
This sounds like me.
You could say, you know, I don't know about you, but like, for me, like, fashion, I have to say I'm like a typical guy. I'm terrible. You know, I pick what is clean and at the top of the drawer, you know? And that might not be your reality, but the idea is you don't have to talk about what you think she's interested in a way that correlates with her. You can actually say completely the opposite. It's about sharing your opinion openly and creating some trust around you. So I always find that the really good things as well, say you're at a party or something, to bring up straight away is what I call the who, what, where, when, which basically means...
Why?
The who, what, where, when. And the why as well, we'll get that in. Which means you're going to be putting down stuff like, or trying to get into the conversation, kind of a rough idea of where you live, rough idea of what you do, or rough idea of why you're at that event, or all three. So you might say something like, I don't know about you, I almost didn't actually come to this party tonight because I live all the way in southwest London, but I know Hayley through work, so I thought I'd make the effort.
The irony being, I'm actually going to your party in about half an hour.
I'm trying to use a relevant example. Relevancy.
I don't know why you're here, but...
But do you get that? It's like, immediately, yeah. She'll hear, yeah, then, okay, he's based in southwest London, he knows my friend, that's why he came tonight. Yeah. Women are brilliant at inferring information. They listen to, honestly, we infer so much. You have no idea. Like, I had a guy, like, send me a picture yesterday of us together. Yeah. I haven't told you this yet. And I was, like, literally, I spent about... I'm so embarrassed to admit this. Like, about, I would say 30 minutes spazzing out, going, what could it mean? What does it mean? So he sent me this picture. Is he trying to get a response? Does he know? Has he been thinking about me? Does this mean he sees us together? Literally... That's the female mind. I'm sorry. That's like, we're analytical. We're good at listening to implied meanings and things.
Good grief.
So if you can create trust by just saying actually something quite simple about yourself, yep, that will help you transition.
Paints in a picture of who you are.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think on that, when I work with guys and girls, with the guys mainly, the one thing they always seem to lack is good shoes. I'm serious. Good shoes. Because your shoes tell a story. If I'm about and I'm at an event or in a hotel,
right,
I can tell what people, like, I've learned what kinds of people wear what kinds of shoes. And usually your shoes tell the other person everything about you. And maybe I'm wrong from this
one. So you're just saying this, so we're talking about basically to make the transition, we need to keep talking, put on the gas in the conversation, let's talk about ourselves, take some initiative, and then wear good shoes.
Good shoes is always good. Good shoes means you have to work less hard. I always recommend wear good shoes. It just gives you more maneuverability. But this is kind of a sideline here, right?
Okay.
I don't mean maneuverability in your feet, but maybe because you might have like Cuban heels or something. But yeah, the being able to just paint that picture of who you are, and then also like that, because what do we value in life? We value stories,
right?
You know, if I've got a little bracelet on my wrist, it may look like it's worth like 20 cents, 20p or something. But if that bracelet was given to me by the Dalai Lama himself, then suddenly it's got huge amounts of value. It's still a piece of string, but the backstory now gives it value.
I remember when you wore a lot of string bracelets.
They were the days. Dalai Lama gave me one. Yeah, so I'll sell it to you if you want. But yeah, having a backstory,
yes,
makes you, like, ties you into reality for that person. And guess what? Creates trust.
Wow. I love that. I hadn't ever thought of it that way. I love that. It's beautiful.
Ooh, copyright.
Copyright. Backstory. But it's true. So basically, you need to let the other person know that you are an actual human. So forget about being sexy or saying something smart or needing automatic approval. Instead, what we want you to really focus on is building trust and creating context for yourself as a person by sharing anecdotes about your life and who you are and having a bit of a tenacity to carry on the conversation. And you know what? If you do that, something magical happens. And for the vast majority of people... In 95% of cases...
95% of the time.
It works every time.
Yeah.
but it does work. You see an emotional shift, right, in people. So you have to kind of let go of that need for them to be, like, lit up and radiant in the beginning.
Two little tips to add that I will pepper in. And the first is, I really recommend not asking questions for the first couple of minutes.
Totally behind that.
That is, you know, asking questions is great. The thing is, a question doesn't allow you to express your personality. A question's got a question mark on the end of it. So if you say, for example, where did you get that dog from? You can't really say that unless you're theatrical. Where did you get that dog from? You can't really express yourself.
I'd say, I love that dog. I don't know if it's one of these pedigrees or a rescue dog, but when I was younger, I used to have six dogs.
Look at all these emotions coming off you. Yeah, so you can express yourself so much more there with your vocal tonality. So statements. We are engineered to ask question. No, don't do it until... You're at least 90 seconds in. That is a good tip. Because a question is basically saying, I want something from you.
Yeah.
Because I just don't know where I'm going now.
And I'm like, ooh, get away. I don't know who you are.
No, I want it. You give it.
No,
big bully. The second thing is, when you know, if you really want to make a great first impression, like the world's best first impression, it's if you can change the other person's emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly. Now, you don't have to do that straight away. You don't have to just jump out of them, go, rah, and change their emotion. Because people remember others that make them feel emotions.
Right.
You know, why do we watch television? To feel loads of emotions. So if we can make somebody feel emotion as we chat to them, that's a really powerful thing to do. Here's a really easy way. And that's when the podcast cuts off and no one hears. No. There you go. That would work, right?
So, lol.
So here's an easy way. What you do, get used to smiling. Hold your smile until the other person smiles back. Because if you hold your smile... And the other person might smile straight away, when they do smile back, you're making them feel an emotion.
Right.
You're making them feel a good
and
emotion.
And if you hold your emotion most strongly, you know, out of the two of you, even if they're like Mr. Grump and you're, or Miss Grump and you're like, hey, I'm happy. If you radiate those, that positive vibe, and you cling on to it, it honestly, emotions are contagious and you will shift the other person into your emotional state. It's something you have to practice because it's like flexing a muscle, you know, but when you get good at it, you'll be like, this is a walk in the park talking to people. And believe me, we did our time on this one. 30 hours on the streets of London. We were like the world's cheapest
Most affordable ladies of the night.
Gentlemen and lady of the night. So really, you know, when we're talking about this stuff, we've tested this literally to destruction.
Thousands of hours.
So if it doesn't work straight away, don't be annoyed. Keep going. Retain your positive emotional state.
Don't unsubscribe. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Right, so this has been amazing. I'm actually going to steal Marcus for my Love HQ podcast. So, you know, guys, you might want to subscribe to that one as well. First of all, you get the inside track on what the ladies are talking about. And also, there's amazing tips on there. Before I close up, I would say, if you want to find out more about your charisma coach, Marcus Oki, who is insanely good at teaching stuff like conversation skills, if you're struggling to approach, I love his work. How can they find out about you?
Thank you. They can find out about me on yourcharismacoach.com. If you head over to that site, you'll be able to get hold of my free ebook, which is packed full of tips. And you can find out about my week-long training, which is insane and not for everyone. But there you go, yourcharismacoach.com.
Amazing. And of course, if you like it, this podcast, share it. If you've got a friend that needs it, share it. If you really like it, subscribe. If you super hate it, write a comment. Can't say fairer than that.
We react emotionally to everyone.
And I will be back again next week with another Attraction HQ podcast. Over and out.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to hayleyquinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.